Welcome to Life and Laughs, a place where you can find inspiration, laughter and real stories shared by Phyllis. Through her interviews, poetry, proverbs and personal antidotes, Phyllis aims to spread hope and truth in a warm and friendly way. Her heart is set on touching the lives of those who come across her work, and she hopes that you will find encouragement and joy through her words. So come on in and join Phyllis at Life and Laughs as she shares her experience and wisdom with you.
Hi, Phyllis here again at 92.3 FM. We have the pleasure of having Pastor Patrick Russell with us from Christian Friends of Israel. Now, we've been listening to Pastor Patrick and their work that they do through this organisation. But Pastor Patrick, I have a question for you today. As a Christian praying for our nation and reading the scriptures and listening to the Holy Spirit, what he wants and says to do, what is the importance of Australia recognising Israel as its very own nation in that land that Almighty God gave them for all eternity? Can you just explain a little bit about that, just in simple terms, that people, even if they don't know the scriptures, why Australia's blessed thus far and the importance of keeping that balance there and respecting and honouring God's people?
Yeah, sure. Well, Australia has a history with Israel dating back to 1917, when the Light Horse Brigade, the Anzacs, were in what the world calls today Palestine, which of course doesn't exist, it's Israel. It was during that battle in 1917 that the Light Horse charge on Beth Sheba in the south of Israel, that the Australian and New Zealand Anzacs breached the Turkish defence line there in Beth Sheba and conquered that city. And that basically was the gateway into the rest of Israel. By taking that city of Beth Sheba, the rest of the country was opened up. And Australia, of course, the soldiers actually made it right up towards the Syrian border, which is virtually the length of Israel. So we, in the mercy and the providence of God, were given a blessing by God in helping to open up that nation of Israel as early as 1917. Now that's some, 28 years before it was declared a nation. We helped push back the Turks. And so that in itself is a blessing that God used Australia and New Zealand soldiers to open up that land. And so we've had a history with Israel, and it's so important because God said he will bless those that bless Israel and he'll curse those who curse Israel. And Australia, in being a blessing to Israel at that time, I believe, have reaped the benefits of those blessings from God even up until this time. And it's unfortunate, but as politics changes, ideas change, philosophies change, yes, and beliefs change. And Australia is in a position now, unfortunately, where it's supporting a two-state solution. Instead of supporting Israel in their sovereign right to that nation, they're actually supporting a two-state solution between Israel and the so-called Palestinians, who don't have any right to that land. That's not a political statement, that's a biblical one. And so I think it's so important that Australia continues its support of Israel, because there's a blessing, as I said, in blessing Israel. And so that can be through political way, it can be through prayer, especially through prayer, because that's where the real engine room of God is, that through the prayer he moves, among the prayers of his people. So I'd encourage people to pray. But even as an ordinary Australian, we supported Israel once, we helped them gain their independence, and we need to help them maintain their independence in the face of onslaughts from people who are trying to destroy them simply for being Jewish. And I know Australians like the underdog, and people think that the Palestinians are the underdog. No, Israel's the underdog because they're hated by every other nation in the world. So Australia needs to step up and be their best supporters. Done it once, and we should do it again, like our ancestors did.
And can you just tell people a good section in the Bible? I know that it's in Genesis about the Abrahamic covenant.
Yep.
That's chapter 12. If you would like to read chapter 12 and just read on from there and just let the Lord speak to you what he wants you to understand. Would you agree with that?
I would agree, yeah. It's Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3. It says there's a blessing in blessing Israel. So look, I want a blessing in my life.
Yes.
And so I want to be a blessing to Israel. And that takes many forms.
Yes.
So I just encourage you to read that. And that's God's word. And you can bank on God's word.
Absolutely. Thank you. We've really enjoyed having you, Pastor Patrick. And if you want to find out more about the Christian Friends of Israel, you can phone Pastor Patrick on 0439 770 7337. That's 0439 770 337. This is Phyllis at 92.3 FM. Thank you for listening today, and we hope that you've enjoyed some information that can change your life.
Thank you for joining Phyllis at Life and Laughs. We hope that your time together has brought a smile to your face and warmth to your heart. Remember, life can be tough, but with a positive outlook and a good sense of humour, we can conquer anything that comes our way. So take care, stay strong, and don't forget to laugh a little every day. Come join Phyllis next time on Life and Laughs with more stories, poetry, and proverbs to share.